Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy. And may I have your zip code, please, so I can attempt to locate your account?
68818.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that for me, please?
68818.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Well, it's most likely under my husband, Jeff Holiday.
Okay, Jeffrey, I do have
it on my credit
account
card.
I see. I do have the account pulled up, and if you can verify the address.
1105 West Highway 34, Aurora, Nebraska, 68818.
Okay, thank you. I have the account pulled up, and I show that he ordered a neck massager, and how can I help you? A neck massager and a foot massager.
Okay, because I already got charged for the neck massager.
Yes, I show. Let's see, you paid $19.99 for the neck massager, $7.45 for the foot massager.
Are you sure that was a neck massager? For I have to show a charge for $49.97.
Yes, that's for the shopping membership. It looks like when your husband signed up, he paid the $7.45 for the foot massager. And then it also enrolled him in a shopping membership where he receives $125 gift card that goes to his email address, which allows him to shop online.
We don't want a shopping membership that we're going to get charged $49.97 every month for. That needs to be canceled, and I need to see a credit on my account for $49.97. There's absolutely no way I want to see this charge on my account.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I definitely understand. I'm not unable to provide you with a full refund. We do have a strict refund policy. Did your husband read over the disclosure of the terms and conditions?
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one that pays the bill, so I'm the one that's going to put a stop to this.
Okay, now the system will allow a 35% credit. I can overwrite that and at least credit 50% back to the account. I could do that for you.
And then you're stopping the membership?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Okay. Now you will receive email confirmation the account is canceled, and you do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing.
Okay. Do you have some type of confirmation number or something I can write down?
The system will generate that also.
Okay.
I'm calling customer care. You have a great day.
Pardon?
No, I was saying thank you for calling customer care and you have a great day.
Oh, so you're going to take care of this and I'm just going to see it somewhere?
Yes, it's going to go back on the credit card that your husband used when he signed up, and you do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing. You will receive email confirmation.
Code or anything for me?
No code. Hold on for one.
This transaction took place.
Hold on for one moment. Let's see if the system will generate one. Okay, now the transaction ID number for that credit is going to be 686-707-3740. Let me go back. 686-707-3740.
Okay, I got it.
Okay. And again, you want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care.
Mm-hmm.